We are continuing today, Emeretz Hashem, in Perek Bey's Mishnah Aleph, chapter 2, the first Mishnah. And we left off in the middle of the first Mishnah with the statement of Rebbe. And Rebbe said, Havizara misakala bechamura. Rebbe literally said, be careful with what we'll call an easier or minor mitzvah, as you would be a major one. She'ina tayodeas matan scharen shal mitzvah, because you never know the value or the reward of a mitzvah. And Rabbeinu Yonah makes an amazing statement. Rabbeinu Yonah says, you know, what's fascinating to see is that the Torah gives us a lot of information about punishments. Right? We know, again, what's a chiyuv misa? What do you get put to death for? What's a chiyuv, even what type of misa? What type of death penalty? What do you get lashes for? Where is there an iser kares? When it comes to punishments, we pretty much know anything and everything. Yet, interestingly enough, when it comes to schar, when it comes to reward, nothing is written. Torah doesn't tell us what kind of reward. Sometimes the Torah will make statements like longevity, but even that, like by Kabir Savicha Vesimecha, honor your father and mother, Laman Yarichu Yomecha, you'll have a long life. But even there, Chazal explained that longevity might actually mean something a little bit different. It doesn't necessarily mean in this world. And the Rabbi Yonah says, why is that? And he explains, because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have put the reward by mitzvos, then a person would have said, gives two answers. Answer number one is, had Hashem put the reward by mitzvos, a person would have said, well, you know what? I'll do this mitzvah because it has this reward. Or I'll do this mitzvah, but this one, the reward's not so much, I'll skip it. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He's mum on reward. It doesn't say anything. This way, again, a person kind of can't make the analysis as to which mitzvah is more important, which mitzvah is less important, and therefore, by default, my goal is to try to do as much as I can. But of course, on a deeper level, the Rabbeinu Yonah writes that, of course, we know the concept that a person can never really fully understand the power of a mitzvah. You know, there's a beautiful maaser with Rav Levi Yitzchak Aberdichev, and a man once came up to Rav Levi Yitzchak and he said, Rebbe, the Torah is false. The Rebbe said, and Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, who was known for his incredible Ahavas Yisrael, his incredible love of every Jew, says, "Nu, Tayre Yid, beautiful Jew, why? Why is Torah false?" And this Jew went on to explain, it's very simple. In Kriya Shema says every day, "Vayayim Shema Tishmo Mitzvosai." If you listen to my mitzvos, then Hashem says, Torah says, I'm going to give you all of this beautiful reward. And the man says to Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, I've told you, Rebbe, I don't go ahead and keep one mitzvah, and yet I am fabulously wealthy. To which Rabbi Levi Yitzchak said, the fact that you could ask me the question tells me that you've said Kriya Shema at least once in your life, and there is not enough money in the world to pay you for the power of that one mitzvah. See, Chavre, at the end of the day, we don't really know the true value of a mitzvah. And were we fully cognizant of the power of a mitzvah, we would grab every single opportunity. And therefore, again, Rebbe says, be careful. Be careful. What does it mean to be careful? Be careful means don't let opportunities pass you by. Mitzvah habali adecha al tach nitzena. Mitzvah comes to your grasp, comes to your grip. Don't let it go. Don't let it pass through your fingers. Grab it. Take it. Maximize it. Why? Because we can't even begin to fathom the power and the spiritual beauty and the spiritual bounty of every single mitzvah. The Mishnah then goes on. The havi mechashiv hefsid mitzvah, kineget schara. And so now what the Rebbe introduces us is to the concept of a cost-benefit analysis. Every mitzvah has two things. Every mitzvah ultimately, again, has a loss and has a reward, has a benefit. You'll say to yourself, a mitzvah has a loss? Sure. A mitzvah could cost me money. A mitzvah could cost me time. So there's a cost. There's a cost. But there's also a benefit. There's also a reward. So when it comes to mitzvahs, so often in life, we don't take advantage of opportunities because we think the cost is too high. Maybe the cost is high, but measure the cost against the benefit. Similarly or opposite, but same idea with averus. Averus certainly have a benefit, right? The benefit of averus is clear to us, k'shemesh b'sarayim, like the sun at midday. That's clear. But averus also have a cost. And sometimes the cost we don't think about. So says Rebbe, live life in the mindset of a cost-benefit analysis. You're going to do a mitzvah? Aye, there's such a big cost. Measure the cost against the reward, against the benefit. Aye, you want to do an avera? The benefit is so gishmak, it's so incredible. Good. Measure that benefit against the cost. He goes on. Then Rebbe said, look at three things, and you will not come to sin. What are the three things? Da malamala mimcha. Know what is above you. Now, the truth is, the way to read the Mishnah is, look at three things and you won't come to sin. Da malamala mimcha is like the overarching statement. Know what is above you. And here are the three things. What are the things you should always be contemplative of? Ayin roa, a seeing eye. Ozen shel ma'as, a listening ear, v'chol ma'asecha b'sefer nechtaven, and all of your deeds are recorded in the book. Recorded in the book. So Rabbi says, if you remember those three things, you will not come to sin. And here the Rabbeinu Yonah offers up such a beautiful idea, and he explains, and actually, the Mishnah Berurah in the opening of Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Aleph Sif Aleph, discusses this same idea. Shulchan Aruch begins with the concept of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samed. I place God before me at all times. God awareness. And essentially what the halacha is telling us is the secret to spiritual success is living life with a perpetual sense of God awareness. Why? The Mishnah Berurah explains because, the Baal Tanya also explains, because when a person recognizes that he's living in the presence of God, he acts differently, he talks differently, he conducts himself differently. When a person is alone, he may give himself certain liberties and certain freedoms. But when he knows that he's in front of someone important, he'll be much more careful with his behavior. Says Rabbi Yonah, that is exactly what Rabbi is saying. No, that there is always a seeing eye. So be careful with your actions. Be careful with what you do. Be careful with what you behave. Because even when you think no one's looking, maybe no other human being is looking. But at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always looking. Ozen shomas, an attentive ear. Be careful with how you speak. Because at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears everything. And what's the last piece? The chol ma'asecha b'sefer nechtavin. And ultimately, again, all of your deeds are written. The Rabbeinu Yonah writes, Rotza lomar, shein shichacha lifnei kisei kivodo. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't forget anything. You know, one of the interesting things, one of the most powerful things that Kadosh Baruch Hu has given us is memory. One of the other most powerful things that Kadosh Baruch Hu has given us is the power to forget. Think about it for just a moment. If we weren't able to forget, then we really wouldn't be able to move on past certain mistakes and missteps. We'd be forever tethered and mired, you know, in our failures. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us the ability to move on. But what's interesting is sometimes in life, we use that power destructively and we forget to the point that I forgot that I did anything wrong and I didn't even learn from it. So I just pretend like it never happened. Human beings have the ability to pretend like something never happened. And make it forget. All of your deeds are written in the Sefer, in the book before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ribono Shel Olam doesn't forget. Everything we do in this world leaves an indelible impression. It's inscribed in the Sefer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, of course, is tshuva possible? Of course. Repentance is possible. Change is possible. All these things are possible. But just know that everything we do leaves this impression. And so in this most powerful statement, Rebbe says, you know, you want to know the secret. You want to know the secret, ultimately, again, to avoid Avera. The truth is, there's no secret to avoiding Avera. There are strategies. What are the strategies? Rebbe says, just know what is above you. That's just remember that line. Da mala mala mimcha. Know what is above you. Specifically what? Ayin roa. Hashem sees everything. Be careful with what you do on an actional level. Ozen shomas, an attentive ear. Be careful with how you speak, because Hashem hears every word. V'chol ma'asecha b'sefer nechtavin, and everything you do is recorded. Everything matters. Everything lasts. Every single action we take leaves an indelible impression upon ourselves and ultimately, again, upon our world. Act wisely. Behave wisely. Speak wisely. The incredible message that Rebbe gives us. All right, Shkach, I'm going to stop over here for today. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.